Improved weather will occur across most of the Midwest as we move out through this next 3 days, and we'll likely see temperatures rise well above average by the time we get to Friday. The forecast is going to keep precipitation to a minimum across the region, but it won't necessarily be completely dry in all areas. This morning, we do have cloud cover across a big part of the Midwest, but there is some clearing that's taking place in the upper portions of the region. And the winds are relatively light this morning. We do have some foggy conditions in the lower parts of the region. Temperatures are running mostly in the 20s with a few lower 30s already underway in some of the southern portions of the region. It still looks like some teens lingering and some single digit readings in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Well, as we move forward through the day today, we'll see generally dry conditions. There will be a high pressure center pushing through the Midwest that should help to keep the skies mostly fair or clearing off as the case may be, and we'll expect to see an increased amount of wind in the western portions of the region as we go through the afternoon and into the night tonight. The increasing wind is just in response to the cold high-pressure system that is finally going to be pushing out of the region. And we'll see the environment help to promote much warmer temperatures as those winds increase. The afternoon temperatures across the Midwest today will still be somewhat on the mild to coolish side. We'll look for highs running in the 20s and 30s for the most part, but there will be some 40, 50, and even some 60-degree readings in a very narrow band running from parts of Missouri into Nebraska. That warmth will likely work its way further to the east as we go out through the next couple of days. The high temperatures tomorrow afternoon in the central and southern U.S. plains will be in the upper 70s and 80s, and we'll see some of that warmth work its way eastward. The rest of the Midwest will likely see temperatures run tomorrow afternoon mostly 30s and 40s across the north, and 40s and 50s in the south, with the exception of Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, where 60s and some 70s are likely. Some of that warmth will go ahead and work its way deeper into the Midwest as we get out into Friday. Highs Friday will be in the 40s across the Great Lakes region and Minnesota, while readings in the 50s and 60s occur in many other areas, and temperatures over 70 will occur from Kansas into parts of southern Illinois. The warmth will continue on Saturday with highs in the 60s and lower 70s across the lower Midwest, and 40s and lower 50s in the north, and we'll expect to see our lowest temperatures over these next few nights not likely to drop nearly as low as they have in recent past nights, but tomorrow morning will still be fairly cold in the Great Lakes region and eastern parts of the lower Midwest, where we'll see teens and lower 20s, but that'll be the last of such temperatures for a while. The low temperatures on Friday morning will be in the 40s, perhaps even the lower 50s in parts of the southwestern Corn Belt. Everybody else will be mostly in the 30s with a few upper 20s in the northeast. The warm weather will likely continue on Saturday morning, at least in the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, but cooler air will be gathering in the northern parts of the U.S. and will be pushing southeastward across the eastern United States as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. That will likely stimulate our next larger storm system, which will form early next week in the lower Mississippi River Basin area, and that system may eventually lead to a nor'easter for the middle and north Atlantic coastal region during the latter part of next week. In the meantime, it looks like South America will continue to see a good mix of rain and sunshine through this next 10 days to 2 week period. There may be some locally heavy rain that falls in central portions of Argentina, resulting in some local flooding, but we're not expecting that to be a serious problem for crops. And Brazil's temperatures will be mostly near normal, while those in Argentina will be above average. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.